depth, or whatever you call it. I think that's in time, said Tooby helplessly. Ours, not his. Pataclusp walked around his son, noting how the flatness followed him. He scratched his chin. So he can walk in time, can he? He said slowly. That may be possible, yes. Do you think we could persuade him to stroll back a few months and tell us not to build that bloody pyramid? He can't communicate, Dad. Not much change there, then. Pataclusp sat down on the rubble, his head in his hands. It had come to this. One son, normal and stupid, one flat as a shadow. And what sort of life could the poor flat kid have? He'd go through life being used to open locks, clean the ice off windscreens, and sleeping cheaply in trouser presses in hotel bedrooms. This is, of course, a loose translation, since Pataclusp did not know the words for ice, windscreens, or hotel bedrooms. Interestingly, however, Squiggle Eagle Eagle Vase Wavy Line Duck translates directly as a press for barbarian leg coverings. Being able to get under doors and read books without opening them would not be much of a compensation. 2A drifted sideways, a flat cutout on the landscape. Can't we do anything, he said. Roll him up neatly or something? 2B shrugged. We could put something in the way. That might be a good idea. It would stop anything worse happening to him because it wouldn't have time to happen in, I think. They pushed the bent statue of Hat the vulture-headed god into the flat one's path. After a minute or two, his gentle sideways drift brought him up against it. There was a fat blue spark that melted part of the statue, but the movement stopped. "Why the sparks?" said Pataclusp. "It's a bit like flare light, I think." Pataclusp hadn't got where he was today. No, he'd have to correct himself. Hadn't got to where he had been last night. Without eventually seeing the advantages in the unlikeliest situations. "He'll save on clothing," he said slowly. "I mean, he can just paint it on."
I don't think you've quite got the idea, Dad, said 2B wearily.
He sat down beside his father and stared across the river to the palace. "Something going on over there," said Pataclusp. "Do you think they've noticed the pyramid?"
"I shouldn't be surprised. It's moved around 90 degrees, after all."
Pataclusp looked over his shoulder and nodded slowly. "Funny that," he said. "Bit of structural instability there."
"Dad, it's a pyramid. We should have flared it. I told you. The forces involved. It's just too..."
A shadow fell across them. They looked around. They looked up. They looked up a bit more.
"Oh, my," said Pataclusp. "It's Hat, the vulture-headed god."
Ifeeb lay beyond them, a classical poem of white marble lazing around its rock on a bay of brilliant blue.
"What's that?" said Petrucci, after studying it critically for some time.
"It's the sea," said Tepic. "I told you, remember? Waves and things."
"You said it was all green and rough."
"Sometimes it is."
"Hmm."
The tone of voice suggested that she disapproved of the sea, but before she could explain why, they heard the sound of voices raised in anger. They were coming from behind a nearby sand dune. There was a notice on the dune. It said, in several languages, "Axiom Testing Station." Below it, in slightly smaller writing, it added, "Caution, unresolved postulates." As they read it, or at least as Tepic read it and Petrucci didn't, there was a twang from behind the dune, followed by a click, followed by an arrow zipping overhead. You Bastard glanced up at it briefly, and then turned his head and stared fixedly at a very small area of sand. A second later, the arrow thudded into it. Then he tested the weight on his feet and did a small calculation which revealed that two people had been subtracted from his back. Further summation indicated that they had been added to the dune.
"What did you do that for?" said Petrucci, spitting out sand.
"Someone fired at us."
"I shouldn't think so. I mean, they didn't know we were here, did they? You needn't have pulled me off like that."
Tepic conceded this, rather reluctantly, and eased himself cautiously up the sliding surface of the dune. The voices were arguing again.
"Give in?"
We simply haven't got all the parameters right.
I know what we haven't got all right.